Welcome back to the Jake McLaughlin Podcast Radio Show. Whether you're joining me on YouTube or Instagram or on the podcast, I'm just so excited to be with you guys today. I actually am not wearing my microphone right now, just for the podcast. If you notice, it's a little different. It's not working right now. It keeps telling me that the microphone's broken or something like that. So I'm going to have to look into that and try to get it all fixed. But it's a beautiful Friday afternoon here in Scottsdale, Arizona. It is toasty, finally hitting the 100s today. So we're getting into that summertime. But we've been very fortunate to where it hasn't been in the 100s yet. So like this is the first week it's finally getting in there, and it's usually been like that already for a couple of weeks. So we've been very fortunate to be where we're at right now. But what are we talking about today? Why am I making the podcast? I'm coming at you guys today because I'm going to go over a question I get asked all the time working with youth athletes. And that's because the parents are super confused half the time, and also they've just heard everything, and then also just the kids want to know. So the first two parts are, it's just, can kids work out? Should kids work out that are under the age of 16, 18, 20? Should they do it when they're youth? And then and what exercises to do? And then what nutrition goes with that? How do you eat? How are you supposed to fuel your body? So that's what we're going to be going over today. Like I said, it's one of my most asked questions, so I figured I'd finally hammer it out and get it so everybody can kind of read this and I can direct them to this podcast or Instagram or YouTube video. So I will get just right into it. And as you guys can see, I don't know what to do with my hand, so I'm gonna work on that. But what we got going in is just, is it safe? Yes, it's safe. It's simple enough as that. Like, is it safe? And this is my question, because I've heard, oh my gosh, I just want to beat my head in when I hear it stunts your growth. Oh, I heard it will make an athlete more stiff, so it makes them a worse athlete. Oh, I've heard that it's bad on joints. I've heard that you'll get smaller if you do it. And for God's sake, people, just Google, you know, because you'll hear it. Because I hear it all the time. Oh, well, my buddy John. Well, John don't know what he's talking about. All right, my friends. John's just not in the ring. So really, what is it? Lifting is perfectly good. Perfectly healthy. Perfectly good. My gosh, come on, get it together, Jacob. It's perfectly healthy for kids. Because I want you guys to think about this. What are they doing on a playground? They're exercising, right? They're jumping out of swings. They're going to be on monkey bars. That's exercise. That's lifting at that age. So it's very important that kids do that. But as we see it now in today's age, they don't do it as much. They're on their YouTube. They're on their iPads. They're not going outside. They're not playing at the park. So that's why people have a lot of questions. So now that I have classes that are just for youth fitness and just for going with exercise with the youth athlete, I get a lot of these questions. And then they also say, oh, should they weight bear? Should they do anything? And so what do I feel about that? Well, I think that most of them need to – sorry, my YouTube just stopped recording. So that's super sad. But we'll go through with Instagram. But that it's going to be – yes, it's safe to exercise. Sorry, I'm off track. But body weight. Body weight is usually most of the athletes – can't even do their body weight. And what I mean by that, they can't do a proper push-up. They can't do a proper row. They can't do a proper squat. So instead of worrying about so much the exercise, we need to worry about just the technique, you know, that instead of adding the weight and doing all that. So like my go-to movements that I use all the time are bear crawls, crab walks. We go into a lot of skipping. So at this age, when they're under 16 years old and even 18 years old, they don't know proper movement patterns. They don't even know half the time, can't even skip. They almost fall on their face. So we just go over learning their bodies, because at this age, with going from what is, if it's 5 years old till 18, 20, they're growing. Kids are growing at all the time. So we're trying to make it a little easier on themselves by getting them used to their body. So just making them do body movements that they're not used to. Then once it gets into that, then we use the TRX. It's my favorite tool to use because I can teach proper form. If you guys don't know what TRX, they're just straps that are hanging on the wall, or you can hang them anywhere. They're one of the most useful tools that we use at the gym, especially for out-of-shape parents or just youth athletes trying to learn, because we can do rows and you can learn how to pull, and all you have to do is walk your feet up or down so you can control your body weight with the actual weight you're using. And then even with squat, now I can hang on to a squat or the TRX and then go into my proper form and lean back and not fall, but I get used to leaning on my heels. So those are my go-tos. I also do a lot of like I said, a bear crawl, but like in that plank, I'll go a plank position. So a lot of them can't do a push-up, right? We can't do a push-up going all the way down and all the way up. Well, we can hold ourselves in that plank push-up, and we can go actually in that push-up where we're in the extended and just hold it. Make them hold that plank position in the push-up position actually. And then once they get good at that, then we can go into shoulder taps. But just doing that, and people are like, oh, that's super easy. But it's like, make those kids walk 15 yards with a bear crawl properly. Make them do a crab walk 15 yards properly. Have them do 10 TRX rows, 10 TRX squats. Have them cycle through that 3 to 4 times, and you'll watch them be like, oh my gosh, I'm zonked. I can't do anymore. So again, we don't need a whole lot of weight. They just need to move. And then with their weight, they just need their body weight. We don't need to use a lot of weights. Now, if you guys watch some of my posts, I do have some middle schoolers, some 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds actually using weight because they've been proficient at the movement. Now we can load it a little bit. Now regular squat's too easy for them. So now we need a little resistance. Now I'm not going to go and heavy back squat them yet, but we can go into that goblet squat, which is super safe. If they aren't going to be able to hold the weight, they just drop it, right? So like that's one of my go-to exercises once we get into the resistance. But those are the big exercise that I'm big into, is just like I said, body weight, using the TRX, going into movement, and then carries. And so that just is like, we have them grab sandbags, we have them grab sandbells, we have them grab, like you could just do weighted backpacks, like have them hang onto it, squeeze, that gets the core all activated, or they can just put it where they're just carrying it. It's going to get them getting everything activated, because again, you're squeezing, you're hanging onto it, grip strength, the whole body's moving, now you're walking with it. So carries are great. There's so many different variations of carries that you can go with, but I think it's one of the best things. Now, when my parents come at me, oh, isn't that dangerous? Well, then I get into, okay, does your kid wear a backpack, right? Does your kid have to do like certain chores at home? And today age, no, not usually, but if they had to, like, I always just preface it back to, what about 200 years ago? Kids didn't have an option. They had to work. They had to pick up rocks. They had to go outside and pick up heavy things, right? And they did that for fun. So when I get all these exercises, as I say, as long as they are doing proper form, which that's why you bring them to a professional, so we can teach them, you know, chest up, hips go back, weight on the heels when we're squatting, just simple technique things that's going to benefit them the rest of their life. It's super safe to have them go. And they've done studies. You guys can look at, go to NSCA, which is National Strength and Conditioning Association, and look at the studies and all the different journals. It's actually, it helps kids grow when they, or not helps kids grow, but it helps kids' bone density go up because they're actually weight bearing. So it's going to get improved. Now the kids are going to move properly. Now they're not going to have as much, it actually can decrease the risk of injury, and then they might sleep a little better because they're tired. They actually exerted energy. So with the youth fitness and the workout programs, that's like, it's an amazing thing. And I personally believe every kid should do it. And that's why, like, I actually see strength coaches that I know have their 5-year-olds doing squats, doing fun stuff, because they're teaching them properly and they're safe with it. They're not loading it. Now, when I tell my parents that I'm doing this, they always think I'm putting them on back, a heavy back squat, and I'm making them load up hundreds of pounds. No, we don't do that. It's as long as they're doing just safe body weight movements, or once they get the body weight, they can go into a weighted movement. That's all it is. So that's really what it comes down to for training with the kids. And then with my youth fitness class, we make it fun. We turn on the music with them. We have them do the skiers and some conditioning tools like the bikes. They love the bikes. So it's not rocket science. It's just making sure the kids have fun and are safe. So that's really what it comes down to, the workout part. And is it safe? Yes, very safe. As long as a good coach is going. Now it's the nutrition. I get asked all the time, hey, what should my kids be eating? What should they be fueling with? What should I be eating? So again, I tell people it's the same thing. What I tell the kids should eat is the same thing I tell the parents that they should eat. You know, like, we're trying to get lean proteins from lean meats. So like chicken, lean beef, lean turkey. You know, like there's a really good options when it comes to your protein source. Then there's always like the Greek yogurt, eggs, egg whites. We can also go into, I love tuna packets or tuna. Any fish is a great protein source. So it's just simple things like that. When it comes to carbs, again, you guys already eat too much processed foods. Kids already eat too much processed foods. And you're like, what do you mean? Well, I hear almost every single kid's Cheez-Its, goldfish. And is it healthy? Yes, sure. It's great. But it doesn't replace vegetables and doesn't replace fruits, okay? So heavy on vegetables, moderate with the fruit, and that's going to make up what you guys need for carbohydrates and for your carbohydrates. And then for fats, trail mix is my go-to. Nuts. Like that's what people I tell is like super easy. It's on the go. Trail mix, olive oil, any peanut butter, any mixed nuts and stuff like that. Avocados are a great source. Those are like my normal suggestions. But then again, I always get like, hey, what's quick snacks? Because I have it. Well, if you guys check out my blog, you guys can see it. But it's also like, you know, like ants on a stick, you know, celery with peanut butter, some raisins. You go beef jerky, Greek yogurt. You guys can go into apple with peanut butter, banana with peanut butter. Just simple snacks like that that are great for kids. Hydrating, I see it all the time. Kids drink no water, especially living here in Arizona. It gets super hot. I tell them they need to be drinking at least 2 or 3 big water bottles that they have, hoping they get around 50 to 60 ounces depending on the child. But again, just go until you're almost pee clear. That's always like a simple test. That's what I tell people. If you're not peeing clear, if it's still dark yellow, drink more water. So again, it's not rocket science. It's just getting the kids to do it. But with the kids, sometimes it's like, hey, they don't like water. Gatorade Zero, Powerade Zero, great tools to use because they have flavor. I drink them all the time. And again, zero calories because we're going to be getting our calories from other places. So I would suggest that they do that with the Powerade or Gatorade Zeros. Some people like the vitamin waters and do it all, and that's great. I just personally do the other ones because they're zero calories and the taste I like. So that's simple. But again, with your kids, fast, easy. On the go stuff, it's always just going to be like the little tuna packets. It's going to be beef jerky. It's going to be, you know, protein bars are fine. You know, just make sure there's not packed loaded with sugar and fat. But again, I'm always going to push whole natural foods. It's not rocket science. You know, that's why they grow on the earth. They're good for us. That's why the fittest people, the people with the six packs, the abs, the most healthy people, that's why they eat just things from the earth. They eat fruits, vegetables, meats, and the nuts, and like maybe some grains, right? Like that's the simplest answer, but a lot of people don't want to hear that because it's not fun or it doesn't taste as good. And again, I'm trying to help you guys out, but at the end of the day, that's the reality. You know, fruits are going to be the best, vegetables are going to be the best, and then you guys are, and they're easy to go and they're easy to grab, and you can find them almost at any like gas station. But then again, the protein bars are going to be a great little source for a little snack. But that's really the majority of it, you guys. You know, with the nutrition, it's not hard. I know that you guys as parents are like traveling or you're doing this all the time. It just takes a little pre-planning, you know, just go to the grocery store one, like a couple days before. When you do go, put it on the list. Hey, I need to get some travel pack trail mix. I need to get some travel pack beef jerky. I need to get maybe some little individual size peanut butter things. That way the kids can eat it right away after they are done working out or done with their sports, or when you guys are just done at playing at the park or going somewhere. It's just like healthier options that we can give our kids. So that goes over today's what are good youth workouts, is it safe to work out for youth? Man, I'm stumbling over my words. But then also the nutrition factor of it, and what should we eat? Again, it's always going to come down to whole foods, little snack ideas. Like I said, you guys can check out my blog post, also my website at jacobmclaughlinfitness.com. You guys can put your email in and it will send you guys, hey, here's a good protein, carbs, and fat sources right to your email right when you put it in. If you guys are wondering what that is as well, so just so you can see good sources that you can put on your grocery list and then get fun with it and kind of mix it up. Like just so you know, like today, I went whole grain bread. It's all organic, and then I did some peanut butter, and then I actually did Greek yogurt. I had peach. So instead of using jelly, you know, I just used Greek yogurt, put a little bit of it on. It's really sweet. It tastes amazing and super healthy. And I'm getting protein from my Greek yogurt, getting good carbs from my bread and my my yogurt as well, and then fats for my peanut butter. So that was like an easy snack that I brought with me after the gym with a protein shake. So that was what I personally had today. So that's again, just going over what we had with, is it safe to work out as youth fitness or youth strength and conditioning? What are some exercises that I use with my athletes? And then nutrition, what do I suggest? And again, so that's with all of it, with the hydration, and then also just making sure kids are getting plenty of sleep and getting away from technology. So let me know if you guys have any questions or if there's any topics you guys would like me to go over on the podcast. You guys can always DM me on Instagram. You guys can message me on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. Send messages on these videos. You can comment. I always see them and respond back. Or you can also leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify if you guys get the chance, and I really appreciate it. But thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys have a great weekend or a great day if you guys are listening to this on a different day. And you guys just make sure that you guys are enjoying life, spending time with people you love, and just doing what you love. I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.